Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10. This is letter number 3059, Baruch Hashem, dated the 28th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Rabbi Chosid, Moireinu Yudaleib Sheyichia HaKohen. Last name here, but maybe his name was Cohen, because sometimes they call Sheyichia HaKohen, Cohen. But in any event, Shalom Uvracham. It calls him Moharenu Yud Lamed. I'm supposing that it's Yehuda Leib. Shalom Uvracha. And then we don't see here the opening of the letter. So the Rebbe says, I am hereby enclosing a copy of the Rebbe's letter that he's written earlier. By us, it's letter 3052. The Rebbe is pretty strong over there about the politics and the not getting along, some of the activists over there. So the Rebbe is putting in a copy for him. And the Rebbe says, you are allowed to, you are able to publicize it, or also to read it during a meeting that you will have of Tzidei Agudas Chabad, the young of Agudas Chabad. And the Rebbe says, may it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that I shall have the merit and I shall succeed, that these words should impact and influence what they are supposed to impact. And Rebbe says, he's praying to Hashem that his words shouldn't be wasted and that people should take it to heart and they should act accordingly. And the Rebbe says, and the truth is, it does not make a difference from whom these words come from. As known, the saying of the sage, accept kabeles o emes memisha amrei. Accept the truth, whoever says it. If it's true, just accept it. So it's not even important, the Rebbe says, to have read my letter that I'm saying it. People should accept the truth because it is true. As far as practically speaking, this that you write about your work, so the Rebbe says, based on the above, it's understood that it's absolutely necessary not only to strengthen Tzidei Agudas Chabad, not only to strengthen it, in other words, as it is till now, but to actually widen it. And therefore, anybody who has the ability to do something about it has to do as much as they're able to. And since, the Rebbe says, till now, your work in this Mizgeres of Tzidei Agudas Chabad, in the group of the young Agudas Chabad, was successful, so the Rebbe says, therefore, I don't understand your question, your doubt, whether you should continue your work or you should resign. Because this work is our Holy Rebbe. Our Holy Rebbe's. This is not, what kind of question? If you were successful till now, and everybody who has the ability should do, so why would you even think that you should resign? This that you write, that there is a suggestion that they should travel to other places to teach Hasidus without getting paid for it, to go out and teach Hasidus in different communities. So the Rebbe says, that's not exactly what I meant. Because I wrote that you should find studious, lomdim people, and mashpim, people who can influence, that live over there, to find people in the community. And the Rebbe says, self-understood, that in Tel Aviv, in Haifa, in Petach Tikva, and similarly, there should not be any difficulty to find local teachers who can teach Hasidus without having to have people traveling there. It's only depends on that Tzira Agudas Chabad should understand that this is their, it's their matter, it's something which is important to them. They're not doing anybody a favor by being involved. This is important to them, it's their matter. And what you write, that in several places you cannot find somebody to who learns Hasidus on the place, so the Rebbe says, well, when you will put in the effort to the extent you're able to, for sure you will find in most places also somebody who could be Mashpia, Divrei Elokim Chayim, could teach Hasidus. So the Rebbe says, okay, so, but there are some places that know. So the Rebbe says, until we're going to come to fix those places which you can't impossibly find any local person to be the Mashpia, so the Rebbe says, Halavai, I wish that for now, bring the actual learning of Hasidus in all the places that you do have Mashpiyim locally. So first, take care of all the places that you could find, and then we'll deal with the places to traveling. So the Rebbe is not for sending people from one place to the other place to teach Hasidus over there. The Rebbe wants them to find local people, and those people should be the ones that are teaching the Hasidus. As far as, and just my own addition to that, first of all, if it's local, then it authorize him and it makes him more responsible, so that will come. It looks to me what the Rebbe wants, if you put somebody local to be teaching, so then A, he gets a status over there, and the Rebbe always said, if you have to teach, then you have to prepare. If you have to prepare, that makes you involved as well. So the Rebbe didn't want to bring people from the outside to teach. He wanted to find local people for them to teach. That's just my interpretation based on previous letters of the Rebbe. Then the Rebbe is referring to, they were talking about publishing their publication. The Rebbe says they had this periodical, and the Rebbe was very much for it. The Rebbe said, I've already hinted, I've already written explicitly that in my view this brings a tremendous benefit, a very great benefit to publish it. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, why don't you make that periodical in a formal way? Because up till that time, it's only meant as an internal sort of memorandum. It's an internal publication. So the Rebbe says, "It's why don't you just make it open and you can spread it out without any limitation, not just like an internal newspaper." And the Rebbe says, after all of the acquaintances that you have in the proper offices, for sure there's not going to be any difficulties. I'm not sure. Well, financial difficulties, Rebbe is talking about. They needed anybody's permission to publicize it. Maybe they wanted to bring it into the school system. I'm not sure exactly why they needed permission from any of the offices. But, and the Rebbe says, the same surprise I'm wondering is as far as publishing the Shmuesin. Shmuesin is the Yiddish words. Shmuesin means talks. They published the Talks and Tales. And that was published starting by the, from the beginning. And the Rebbe used to be in charge of that. And the Rebbe says they should, the Rebbe asked them in the past, they should publicize it. But the Shmuesin was in Yiddish. But they have it in Hebrew and they have it in English now, in all languages. So now I have another question. This is something which is very unique to the Rebbe. You know, in a lot of, unique to the Rebbe's view, in a lot of yeshivas, they say that the students should only be learning and they should not participate in the outreach work at all. And the Rebbe's idea was that, yes, normally they should be studying, but in some free time or when it comes a special holiday, and the Rebbe says, like the Rebbe is going to say, well, people don't hesitate for the boys, for the students to take off for personal, for other matters. But all of a sudden, when it comes to taking off for spreading Yiddishkeit, for reaching out to other people, all of a sudden they're sort of hesitation. So the Rebbe says, this that you write about the Bachrim, the students of the yeshivas lud to participate in these travels to explain and the activities of Yutes Kislev, which is tomorrow, by the way, by us, Yutes Kislev, starting tonight, and similar. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised, it's surprising to me that you still have a question this matter. I have already written to you several times that this is very, very fitting. So the Rebbe says, although it is not always smart to turn a student into a counselor or even to a teacher's, because then he starts to think, oh, I'm done with my learning and now I'm already a teacher, I'm already a counselor. So, but yet, the Rebbe says, it seems like in the yeshiva, they're not worried about this at all and at all. But they don't. That's not their worry. But the Talmidim should know that they need to volunteer either one day or several hours. As, for example, a trip for Yutes Kislev and Purim. So now you start making up doubts as big as mountains. You start making big questions. Although you know that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, instituted this also in the yeshiva in New York over here, and most of the students participated based as in his instructions. So the Rebbe is basically saying, it's not coming up with my idea. This was my father-in-law. Well, this is what he did, that he took the students and they participated, and that was with the encouragement of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is like saying, you know, why are you all of a sudden asking questions whether they should participate or not? But the Rebbe says, I also want to ask at this opportunity another question. And the Rebbe says, from this you will see how you didn't even start, you didn't even touch in several very important parts of the possible activities in the Holy Land. The Rebbe says, look, the Rebbe says, I'm going to show you something, how other people, how they're actively working and doing in different areas, and show you that I was visited by Rabbi Shapiro from Tel Aviv, and he related to me about his activities in the youth groups. It's similar, they used to have what's called, in the old country, they used to call it Tiferes Bachurim, the beauty of the students. That this was, they had that. And it seems from him that he's very successful. Even though he's an individual, he doesn't have the means, he doesn't have a party, he has no block or anything that should support him in a official way. And yet, he is interested. He's totally fired up in that, to do that. And therefore, he founded it and he's developing it. And not only is he doing it and he's working hard, that he travels all the ways to the United States, etc., etc., looking for funding and everything else. That how much it means to him. And now you have the Tzira Agudas Chabad, you have the grouping of the young Agudas Chabad. You are in Eretz Yisrael. I had not received from you a suggestion similar to this at all and at all. What's going on? So the Rebbe is giving them, you know.
His name was Rabbi.
Besides the first paragraph, the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe says it would seem that you should be writing on a letter with a stationery, on a letter to Tzira Gurus Chabad in Tel Aviv. So in other words, a lot of it is important to the Tziras Chabad specifically in Tel Aviv. That's important to them. But the Rebbe says, I don't have letters from them. I don't know the reason. So I'm requesting, I'm asking that you should suggest all the points, all the paragraphs, besides the first one, and also add the copy of the letter that I'm attaching here with in a meeting that they have of Tzira Gurus Chabad in Tel Aviv. And the Rebbe said, well, it would be best also in the meeting of Tzira Gurus Chabad in Yerushalayim, the Holy Land. And certainly you're going to deal with this with the proper attention, the proper required attention. Rebbe is giving them a lot of outline, what his expectations are, and his wishes. The Rebbe blesses them with success in all the above, and that would automatically also bring down success in their personal matters. So we see here, you know, I mean, saying the Rebbe wrote a very strong letter that we read before in letter number 3052. The Rebbe attached it here with. The Rebbe also tells them that everybody who has an opportunity to do something and help Chabad activities, it's his obligation. And the Rebbe is not accepting people to travel elsewhere to teach Chassidus. The Rebbe says, find local people. Until the Rebbe says, once you have exhausted, you have all the places covered, then we'll look about the places that don't have yet a place to teach. The Rebbe also talks about the publication that make it more official so that you can publicize it to everyone, the Biton. And the Rebbe also says that the students, it's okay for them to participate in the activities. That's the Friedrich Rebbe has done so in the United States, by in America, the yeshiva. And, you know, go ahead and do so. Don't become too religious at this point and not when the Rebbe wants them to be part of it. And the Rebbe says, how come you don't look at, the Rebbe gives them an example of somebody who's working. And the Rebbe says, how come Chabad doesn't do that? This is some one area. The Rebbe says, I want you to present it to the meeting and deal with this, and in Mitzvah Shem, you'll have success. I'm blessing you with success, and this will bring success also in your personal matters. It's known that the Rebbe established the whole Tzira Gurus Chabad. The Rebbe demanded from them, and today it's like unbelievable the work that they're doing. It's like, you know, as